This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of this disorder and these traits. Not everybody's a full-blown narcissist. Some people just have a lot of toxic-ass traits. So today's episode is going to be about the places where a narcissist feels the most comfortable to be themselves, to be them, to be their true selves. So this is going to be the top two places, y'all. Narcissists are most comfortable at home, being themselves, and away from the house, like on a vacation, a home away from home, when there's nobody else around. Narcissistic people feel like, everybody knows that narcissists are out to protect their reputation. Everybody knows that narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever name you have to them. Everybody not narcissist, Lee. Everybody not narcissist. I hate that word narcissist get thrown around so much. It's just a way that bitter women describe their boyfriend that didn't want them no more. Lee, and you just perpetuated the stigma and blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. Everybody's not a narcissist. I say that all the time. That's why I say, and toxic people. You know what I mean? So, the mindset of a lot of people goes like this, though. If you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, you know that this person is going to protect their reputation at all costs. It just is. It absolutely is going to protect that. They're going to protect their reputation at all costs. So when can they be themselves? When do they get a chance to be themselves? Because everybody except you or the people closest to that narcissist knows, thinks that that narcissist is a good person. Typically, narcissistic people have good reputations outside the house, right? They have good reputation outside the house. Inside the house is a different story. The wife or the husband or and the children of the kids and the kids of the narcissistic person get treated the worst. You know the real them. You get yelled at. You get screamed at. You get a silent treatment. You get lied to. You get cheated on. You get gaslit. You get manipulated. You get the whole narcissistic fruit basket. You get the whole narcissistic, edible arrangement of narcissism. There you go. So you get to deal with this type of stuff right there. So if you're dealing with them, this is it. They feel the most comfortable at home being themselves. It's like they come home, they leave the house, and they put their mask on. They're like, "Hey, babe, I'm leaving the house. Mask on." You know, and then they come home, they take the mask off. "Babe, I'm home." You know, they come home, they take the mask off, and they start growling. Because that's where they feel most comfortable at. They can stretch their narcissistic, toxic legs and be themselves. You know, they can take like whatever trauma and stuff that they've dealt with throughout the day, whatever mistreatment that they've dealt with throughout the day, whatever disrespect and shame and things that they've dealt with throughout the day, they get to come home and dump it onto you. That's why they feel the most comfortable at home being themselves, because they can dump onto you, literally. They can literally come home and trauma dump onto you. They can rage dump onto you. They can emotional dump onto you. A lot of narcissistic people have limited emotional capacity, which means that we don't have a lot of room for other people's emotions. We barely have enough room for our own. So we don't have a lot of room to care about what everybody else has going on, right? So, or what everybody else is doing. That's where the lack of empathy comes in. So we come home, we've been overloaded with typically with other people's emotions. So when we come home from work or that day or whatever, we don't have any emotional capacity left. So whatever problems that you're dealing with in the house, bye. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people, they get comfortable. They come home and stretch their legs and they treat you terribly in the house. Outside the house, they'll treat you terribly too, but typically it's kind of covert in nature. They just do it silently. They'll try to trigger you on purpose by like using dog whistles and inside triggers. If you don't know what dog whistles is, it's just like little things that only you and a narcissist know that will set you off. Little inside jokes that are actually triggers. It's not jokes, but it's triggers. You know, things that have set you off, like by calling you stupid or calling you crazy or saying something about your mom or your dad or the way you raise your kids or something, your work history, your leg, your body, whatever it is that sets you off, they'll do it subtly and they'll set you off. don't use that type of stuff to set you off in public. But it's still in that situation right there. They get they paint you as the bad guy. So typically that's how it goes when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. Understand that that's how it goes. This is the life. I mean, I'm just telling you, but Lee, how can we get them to treat us better at home? Unless they're willing to work on themselves, this is your life. The only thing you can control is you. You can't control how they treat you or how they, you can control how you treat them and how you react to them. That's what, typically what you have. What you have is the power over your own reactions, over your own stuff. Like I said, you're a human being, so you have power over your body as well. Don't let them take that away from you. You know, bodily autonomy. You know what's going on in the world right now, so... We already know what's going on in America right now with the whole Roe v. Wade, but we won't get into that. I had a whole other video on that. And also, narcissistic people, honestly, narcissistic people, honestly, want to make it so that, like, when you're dealing with them, they want to make it so when you leave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And go on trips and things like that when it's just a family vacation. Guess what? It's a family vacation. It's just the family, just y'all. They're going to treat you terribly there too, because guess what? It's a home away from home. This is your domicile away from home, so they get comfortable inside. They might treat you bad subtly outside the place. And everybody's going to be different. Some narcissistic people are very overt and malignant, and they don't care who watches them treat you terribly. They'll do it inside the house, outside the house. This is more along the lines of the covert narcissistic person in nature. So this video is more about the covert narcissist. Malignant people, they'll just do it in front of people. They don't care. They don't care how they perceive. You deserve it. You did. What about what you did? You know, the covert people or the people that are behind closed doors, you would never guess what they were doing. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes right there. So when you get onto a vacation or something like that with a covert narcissistic person, with a more covert, more narcissistic person, they'll do the same thing. Out in public, having a good time. But you do something that rubs them the wrong way, and guess what? You get back to the hotel room, you get back to the Airbnb or the bread and breakfast or where you at, guess what happens? You get messed up. They're going to mentally attack you, verbally attack you, emotionally attack you. And sometimes the more dangerous ones will physically attack you. They'll put their hands on you because they're so angry at something that you did to them. Some type of disrespect that you laid upon them outside of they, because guess what? They feel more comfortable inside that domicile, wherever it's at. They feel more comfortable. It's like a force field that separates the narcissist from the world, where the narcissist can be themselves. It's like a bubble, where they come in there and stretch their legs and they can do their little dancey dance or whatever they have going on. They can do all of that type of stuff to you and get away with it. So as I tell people, just like, this is it. The people closest to the narcissist know who that narcissistic person really is. And that's why a lot of times when people get out of these relationships, the first thing they want to do is expose this person. They want to expose them to the world. But a lot of times, y'all, exposure doesn't matter. A lot of people won't leave that person alone regardless. What is exposure? Like, honestly, before you try to expose this person, ask yourself, what is your goal? If your goal is to just expose them and let the world see who they really are, what are the repercussions that could possibly arise from this? That narcissistic person could retaliate. What if they get? What do they have on you? I always ask, what do they have on you? Don't put yourself in positions to be exposed as well. Though I say controlling your reactions is like a superpower that you have against narcissistic people. It's like your force field against them is controlling your reactions. But Lee, it's so hard. I know it's hard, y'all. I know it's easier said than done to control your reactions against somebody who's trying everything in the book, who's literally throwing the trigger book at you. Like, this trigger didn't work. They're good. They're turning the pages in their trigger you notebook, trying to find a way to trigger you. But yeah, get narcissists. Like, you want to make a narcissist react in public. You want to expose them because you want people to know what you experienced. But a lot of times, some people don't care. There's a story that's going viral on TikTok where this woman actually caught this guy, like, literally cheating on her. Like, having a years long, they about to get married in September. He's having conversations about leaving her for this woman and all this other stuff. And he had her name under the phone as, like, Chris the Crane Operator, like some dude's name. But she found out, confronted him, told all her friends and everybody what's going on, showed them the messages, and they still didn't care. They're like, well, you should get back with him. Y'all gonna get married. Married people have problems. Y'all engaged. It'll get better when you're married. Some people do not care if you expose that narcissist to the person. So, because the narcissist is fun to be around sometimes, or just that family member or something like that. They've been friends longer with them than they have with you. Sometimes ask yourself, what's the goal of exposing them? Because narcissistic people behind closed doors are going to be different people. And I know everybody's going to say, but Lee, honestly, hold up, Lee, got you. Lee, we were waiting for you to say that. Most people are different behind closed doors. But what's the intent? Are people being intentionally disingenuous to the world on a consistent basis in order to build up a reputation, to protect themselves in case what goes on behind closed doors comes out? Intent matters. What's the intent on faking the funk? It's different to go outside and kissing your boss's butt to get a promotion or whatever, to get a vacation day or something like that, a sick day, or get somebody to cover your shift. That's different than going out there doing that stuff and to be protected against treating your family terribly. You know what I mean? There's differences. There's levels to it. But hey, it's almost 1 o'clock, y'all. So I have to hop over here. I have a 1-on-1 here on Zoom. I still do those, y'all. The link is in the description or whatever. You know, you can find those. I do Zoom calls, Zoom coachings and whatnot to get perspective on narcissists. So anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Live in-person meetup coming in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Maybe a little further past that. It's going to be at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd. Me, Raw Motivations, Bree. Her name is Bree. She goes by Abuse is Abuse on all platforms. And then we also have Carrie McAvoy, PhD, who wrote this book, Love You More. So come through, come say hey. It doesn't cost to get in. Come say hey. Meet and greet is fun. The one that we had in Virginia Beach was extremely fun. Thank y'all for coming out to Virginia Beach. We're going to be out there. We're trying to plan a little after event too, maybe going downtown Durham or something. We'll see. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Matunas is out. Peace.